Steve Gotch is the area director for the Yukon and Northwestern British Columbia for Fisheries and Oceans Canada. He says his department learned about what's believed to be a naturally occurring landslide on May 21st.
If I were to estimate the nature of the situation, it's blocked off approximately two-thirds to three-quarters of the width of the channel. And what has resulted is, in a sense, that the remaining flow of water is funneling down through a small, almost like a stepped waterfall or a chute. And it's the velocity of the water moving through that chute that, in fact, is creating a barrier to migrating fish.
The barrier is above the confluence of the Tahltan and Stikine rivers. Gotch says the Tahltan supports about half of the sockeye and half of the chinook produced each year in the Stikine River watershed.
So in response to the situation, in cooperation with the Tahltan and Iskut First Nations, the local First Nations in the area, we undertook salvage operations in early July with the objective of capturing adult salmon staging below the blockage area. And in fact, capturing those fish and transporting them via helicopter to a release site approximately 10 miles upstream.
Gotch estimates about 20 to 25,000 sockeye should be arriving at the blockage area in July and around 3,500 king salmon. The goal is to transport about 8,000 sockeye and 1,000 chinook upstream of the slide. As of July 17th, Fisheries and Oceans had helicoptered about 2,000 fish total, 1,700 sockeye and about 300 chinook around that barrier. The hope was to transport about 400 fish per day through the end of the month. Gotch says one recent development is that some of the salmon have been able to make it around the slide.
Our technicians working in the area have observed that a small number of fish have been able to ascend or migrate past the barrier on their own accord. So this suggests to us that some fish are certainly getting past the barrier at this point in time. We don't know how many, but in fact, any additional fish will be beneficial to sustaining the run in the long term.
It's not the first blockage known on the Tahltan. A similar barrier occurred there in 1965. Fisheries and Oceans also transported fish that year.
In that particular case, the barrier remediated itself or resolved itself the following year during the freshet or the spring floodwater period, where basically there was sufficient erosion that fish passage was naturally reestablished for the coming return.
The Tahltan sockeye and kings are caught by commercial fishing boats in southeast Alaskan waters. Troy Tinas is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist for Petersburg and Wrangell. He says managers are concerned with whether enough fish will make it back to their spawning grounds, also known as escapement.
Even though we've passed plenty of fish into the river for escapement, escapement is a concern this year.
Fish and Game's latest in-season forecast for the Tahltan sockeye run this year is 150,000 fish.
Like I said, it's a big concern to both the U.S. and Canada, and Canada's been making some very good effort and doing everything they can to get some fish over the barrier and so we can have escapement there.
The salmon are also caught in subsistence fisheries on the Stikine River. Across the border, Fisheries and Oceans Canada will be reevaluating the slide and barrier this fall, and they'll determine if they need to remove some of that material for future years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.